MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The New Mexico Environment Department and Office of the State Engineer have awarded more than $25.9 million in grant funding to brackish water projects across the state, as it is estimated the state has up to 1.3 trillion gallons of brackish water stored underground statewide. And while brackish water cannot be used directly for drinking or certain agricultural crops without treatment, brackish water treatment units can be used safely for a range of purposes, including manufacturing, cooling, dust control, and cement making, according to state officials. The grant funding comes from part of the $40 million appropriation to support the Strategic Water Supply Program, and the state expects to award an additional $13 million in contracts in the coming months. A growing coalition of organizers from across the political spectrum supports New Mexico joining the Interstate Compacts for Healthcare Workers. Interstate Healthcare Worker Compacts are agreements among states to recognize and accept professional licenses issued by other states participating in the compact. Similar to the way that a person can hold a driver's license from one state and legally drive in another, states that participate in an interstate compact agree to recognize licenses issued to healthcare professionals by other states. Without these agreements, doctors and other healthcare workers licensed in other states cannot legally provide services in New Mexico, even via telehealth, unless they go through New Mexico's lengthy licensing process. States that join the Doctor Compact experience an increase of 10 to 15% in the number of doctors licensed every year, according to the New Mexico Medical Board. And the Ruidoso Police Department had a surprise visitor recently, one of Rudolph's distant cousins. The encounter is a reminder that Ruidoso is shared with some impressive four-legged neighbors. And the police department offered tips to keep both people and wildlife safe. Give them space. Don't stop your car in the middle of the road for a photo. And please do not try to pet them. Do not feed them. They prefer the natural menu anyway. And drive carefully and be mindful, especially at dawn and dusk. If an animal seems injured or is creating a hazard, call the police department and they'll help guide things to safety. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.